Now pleased to be joined here with the head coach for Scott City and Glenn O'Neill. And Coach, thanks for joining us here this evening. And, man, what a cold night it was out there. The defense shut down Hoisington for majority of this ball game, and offense got some big points there when they needed them in crunch time.
Well, I'd say, you know, both defenses probably won the many battles, and, you know, our defense gave us better field position to, you know, get us in the end zone. But, you know, we didn't play very well on the offensive side of the ball, and, you know, the defense definitely carried us, and, you know, sometimes that's what it takes.
Absolutely. In a game like this, no score after the first quarter, 6-0 at halftime, and then you get the late score in the ball game. Kind of a gutsy effort for your team, and it was just kind of a variety of different players that really helped out tonight.
It was. I mean, we had a lot of guys on the defensive side really play hard, and, you know, offense-wise, like I said, kind of disappointed we couldn't move the ball any better, and, you know, blitzing the heck out of us as far as with the linebackers, and, you know, really put Brett, you know, into the scramble mode. And, you know, on scramble, it seems like we're about 2 or 3 yards, you know, not even three, and sometimes, you know, 1.5 to 2 yards short, and, you know, with the way the defense was playing and as much trouble as they were having moving the ball off, so it really felt like it was in our best interest to go ahead and try to go for field position for a lot of the game.
Once again, Scott City Beaver coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Scott City wins at 14-0 over Hoisington. And opening drive, you have a really good drive down the field, get down to the 15, miss the short field goal, and you almost get the safety there in the first half with Sean Tuttle, and he helped kind of plug that interior run game for Hoisington tonight.
Yeah, probably Matt, though, instead of Sean.
Matt, I'm sorry.
You know, Sean, I don't know if he made any tackles up in his stands tonight, but, no, Matt's a big kid, and, you know, he takes up a lot of space, and, you know, they definitely weren't moving him off the ball, just like, you know, we weren't moving their big kid, you know, 79. You know, the other one kid was kind of dominating both of the A-gaps, and, you know, they moved their guys around a little bit, and our guys were, you know, confused as far as who to block. I mean, you know, that we kind of forget about our blocking rules sometimes, and we just get a little flustered out there, but, you know, I thought our backs ran hard, and we had a couple of turnovers, you know, off the drops where, you know, maybe looking for a hole before we were, you know, catching the ball on a toss sweep, you know, for sure on one. But, you know, when you have a game like this in an evening where, you know, your concentration may be on the cold instead of on the ball right there, you know, you need your defense to play as hard as what they did. And the defense, you know, come through, and, you know, we've been playing better against the run, and, you know, they're a running team, and, you know, so it was, you know, strength against strength, and tonight our strength, you know, won out.
Well, you get to plus 13 in the points column in district, 1-0, more importantly, and 6-1 overall. You hit the road once again for the final time in the regular season. Next Friday night, you go to Hayes that face TNP, first time in a few years. Scott City's played on the turf there at Lewis Field Stadium, and TNP was up big at halftime over Russell of 42-0, I believe what I saw. So it's going to be a little bit of a different game next week with TNP.
I would just have to kind of wait and see. I mean, I haven't looked ahead and kind of looked to see what they were doing. But, you know, for most of the season, you know, they've been in a pro I and, you know, kind of a 4-3 defense with, you know, two deep safeties. So, you know, we just got to go back to work, you know, on Monday. And, you know, we've got to pick it up on the offensive line and, you know, backs continue to run hard and not get frustrated if there are no holes. You know, at the same time, you know, it is a team sport, and that's why you rely on the other half of the ball with the defense and special teams to make some plays. So, you know, tonight, you know, hats off to our defense, and, you know, on Monday, time to get back to work on the offense.
Oh, win on the road, and you get it 14-0 here over Hoisington. And, Coach, once again, thanks for joining us here. Hope you get this all out sometime, and best. Or we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks a lot.